told me, but I forgot. It's about a boy who falls in love with a girl, and it turns out the boy is very sick.
Yeah.
He's got cancer, he's going to die.
Okay.
It's that kind of thing, you know.
That's all Bollywood films, are.
Yeah,
the whole Bollywood
films. Horror movies, I suppose. But, but, you know, I'm interested in it, but as I say, he's away for about 3 weeks.
Right.
See what happens.
Right.
See what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I get offered them quite a bit on 35mm, but I can't be happy with 35mm. I've got two 35mm projectors, but they're very bulky.
Right.
I'm happier working with 16mm, you know?
Right.
I'm much happier working with 16mm. It's not so much cumbersome. It's easy to cut around, you know?
Right.
You can do pop-up cinema anywhere, you know?
So,
yeah.
So when did you first come here? When did this shop first begin?
I've had the shop about 30 years now.
Right.
I've had the shop about 30 years. I'm more or less the oldest shop along the street,
yeah.
Apart from the hairdressers on the corner.
Right.
I'm more or less the oldest one, or the longest one staying here, you know, managing here.
Yeah. And your name?
Ümit. Ümit Mesut, originally from Cyprus.
Yeah.
Came over in the early 60s. You know, my father came first and we came afterwards.
Right.
Opened the shop in Newton Green.
Yes.
Where all the Turkish population is, you know.
Right.
Opened a little cafe, stroke restaurant, you know.
Yes.
And lived in East London more or less all our lives.
Right.
You know, I've lived in Hackney now for like best part 50 years, you know. Yeah.
You've seen a lot of changes, I would imagine.
Oh, loads, man, loads. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good, you know. Yeah.
How is it for you here at the moment? Is everything okay?
Yeah, well, I'm very, you know, I'm very specialist. So, you know, some days I make money, some days I don't. You know, I've had really nice people in the shop over the years, and I've supplied some wonderful people, including people like, you know, Kate Moss, Michael Caine, Bob Hoskins, Bob Monkhouse. Because Bob Monkhouse, if you know, used to be a proper film head. He came here when I first stopped when we were a friend of his,
yeah.
And sort of cleaned me out on my Charlie Chaplin prints, you know.
Wow.
16mm Charlie Chaplin prints, you know.
Right.
So that's it, really. I mean, it's love, isn't it? It has to be, I suppose.
Yeah.
As I say, some days I make money, some days I don't. But I just love what I do, and you know, it's just meet wonderful people every day, and it's nice when you can work in something that you enjoy doing, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. So you are still in love, though. You are still definitely.
Oh yeah,
in love.
I don't plan to change. Well, I've been doing this for about 50 years now, since little kid.
Yes.
From the age of about 7 or 8, and I just love it, man. I mean, I don't mind digital, but film is special, you know. I mean, I'd never collect digital stuff, you know, things like DVDs and stuff.
Mm.
The only way I would, I suppose, buy digital, if it makes sense, is buy it to sell it, to put into film.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Understood, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, that's the only time I would sort of deal in digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but digital's on its way out now anyway, because internet and stuff and clouds and stuff
are getting quicker enough.
Oh,
to
yeah,
deal
yeah,
with
yeah.
Film
I mean,
media.
there's not many DVD stores left now.
Yeah.
Hardly any. It's on its way out. And, and they've stopped making DVD players now. All you can buy is old stock, you know. They've stopped it.
It's very true.
You know, I spoke to a girl from Warner not too long ago, and she's saying to me, Ümit, we've stopped doing Blu-rays and stuff. She said we're chasing customers that doesn't exist. You know, I mean, you know, the customers I get, I don't know many who's actually got a Blu-ray DVD player.
Right.
Hardly any.
Right.
You know.
You mentioned that there are some, you know, good bits and bad bits about how the area has changed. The last time I saw you, we spoke a little bit about the there was a cinema around the corner or something. One of the first.
Oh yeah,
Deptford,
yeah. Kenning Hall.
Kenning Hall
by Clapton Pond. I used to work in there in the late '70s, maybe up to about the early '80s.
Right.
I can't remember it that well, but it's one of the biggest cinemas in London.
Yeah.
And, you know, we tried to rescue it about 5 years ago, but we couldn't rescue it. Church bought it now, and you know, don't get me wrong, it's nice to have a church, but they're not even going to use it as a church. It's apparently going to be turned into flats, but it's church money. So, right. It's a shame, really.
Right.
It's a shame in a sense that it's such a wonderful building, and it's an art centre, and we're losing it for another apartment block, you know?
And this is something that's pretty much happening around...
Oh, yeah. It's happening London. A lot. It's happening a lot, you know? And it's getting so expensive down here. I mean, you know, like... I mean, my business rates is more than doubled in the last 3 years. I just don't get it. You know, it's a struggle. And rents have doubled, more or less. I mean, my landlord's pretty good with me. Mm. I've still got sort of reasonable rent.
Yeah.
But the rates are killing us, man.
Yeah.
A lot of shops are going under every day. The rates are so high. You know, everywhere's like a red route. You can't park, people can't stop to come in and browse. Mm. All the late hours are changing, you know, yeah. Licensing and everything. You know, you need planning permission to put an advert board in front of your shop. You need planning permission to turn on your lights. You know, it's just so much. It's just rubbish collection, like £3, £4 a bag. I just don't know where they get their figures from.
Do you know many people who've lost their livelihoods recently around here? Do you know many friends or family who've...
Oh, quite a few. I mean, well, not friends, but quite a few shops. Shops close every day. I mean, a few shops closed in Clarence Road. Shops are closing in Mare Street. And Mare Street, you really had... Not too long ago, you had to fight to find a shop there.
Mm.
It was like, you know... It was like a busy street,
yeah.
You know, like a nice part of town.
Yeah.
And now, every other shop is just shutting down, you know. Someone else takes it over, but it doesn't last, you know.
Yeah.
Recently, there was a shoe shop there, only lasted about 6 months. There was a cafe there, lasted about a year, I think. Another shoe shop that went. It just come and go. There was one or two sweet shops, confectionery shops. You know, magazine shops, whatever, they've gone.
Mm.
It was a really nice bookshop, that's gone. Well, the bookshop went because of the internet. Internet killed him, you know.
Yeah,
we could,
yeah.
You know.
Could just buy everything online.
Yeah, internet's okay, but plus or minus, I suppose, you know, there's a good side to it, but there's also a, you know, downside to it, you know.
Well, you could potentially do that, couldn't you? You could itemize everything.
Well, I do have a shop on eBay, which somebody helps run for me. I didn't set it up, you know, working in commission, and every now and then I'll put like film items on there, you know, and that helps.
You know
I try to list good stuff on there, obviously, because people ain't gonna buy run-of-the-mill stuff, you know. They want quality stuff. You know, and sometimes I've sold stuff sort of from my private collection, and I didn't want to sell it, but I've sold it just to make ends meet, you know. And but how long can you keep doing that, you know?
What would you say, this is the question, really. What would you say to, like, I'm doing this because I want to kind of create art pieces.
Sure.
I want to create them as the artist, but I don't want to, because I'm not from here, I'm from Birmingham.
Sure.
So my brothers live down here, but I don't really know, you know, I can empathise with people, I understand community, but if there was something that you could make that describes, or if there's something that you would want to say to maybe, you know, flipping Clapton Council or whatever, what would it be?
They're not really listening too much. I mean, you're right, my friend.
Yeah, may I have 2 copies of this, please?
You want photocopies, yeah?
Yeah, please.
All right, mate. The thing is, they're not listening too much, are they?
Mm.
I mean, honestly, you know, we went and spoke at the town hall in the day. You know, we've had meetings. The business rates just doesn't make sense. And when you think people like Sainsbury's, Tesco's, they all get up to 50% business relief, and our one gets like nearly doubled and stuff, sometimes more. I know a few shops, more or less, their business rates is actually the same as the rent, shop rent. And apparently they can't go more than that, that's max. But, you know, it's crippling. They need to really look at the business rates. They keep saying they're going to, but they haven't done it as yet. You know.
Would you want two, mate?
Yeah, please. Mm.